He's really pretty stark about the fact that every machloikis could be avoided if you if you're mevater, and there's no such thing as you know, one is always right, one is always wrong. The main thing is a person's mevater; they'll always end up being happy. So, in at the end of this chapter in the English book here, they have some geshmaka stories. So he has a maisa here, a geshmaka maisa, that basically. There was a Rosh Yeshiva who suspended a child from school. They suspended a child from school, and the child, you know, the student realized he did something wrong for insulting the Rebbe. And so he really apologized. And the truth is that the Rebbe was moichel, and the Rebbe really would have been okay taking the kid back. But he felt like maybe, you know, it's not teaching the right lesson to the kids. I said, kid did something wrong, and we have to show him that, you know, Yishmu v'yiro, you know. So he wasn't sure what to do. So he went to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim said, look, first of all, the kid apologized. So you should take him back. Now, imtum t'loimar, you're not teaching the kids the right lesson. He said, Hagufa, the fact that the Rebbe could be mevater, the fact that the Rebbe could bring in the children, the fact that the Rebbe could be mevater, and let the kid come back is more of a lesson than whatever they would have learned by showing them how serious the transgression was in the first place. So Amal, it's a very important lesson, I think, because Amal, people like you have to stand by our stand stark with our our rules. We have to stand stark by what we put our foot down, teach our kids a lesson. The lesson that they learn from Vatronos could be greater than whatever you're trying to show them by standing up for what you think is for what you made up as your rule. So the interesting nice knetch. He also brings over here, not so much related to Vatronos, but it's a Goynes Dika Shtickle that do I have over here? No, I don't think I have it. Let's see what's here. He says that, okay, I don't have the whole thing in front of me, so I don't know the Chagadia. You saw the shtickle he says here? He says the Geshmaka shtickle. That when you Chagadia, so what happened? So the Gadia is there, the cat ate the cat Lechoira, the Shunra, Lechoira did the wrong thing. Is it in there? The Shunra did the wrong thing. So Lechoira, only until Shabbos Agada, right? So the cat did the wrong thing. So the dog did the right thing. So the stick, the chutzra did the wrong thing. And the fire did it. So if you follow that cheshbon, comes out, HaKadosh Baruch was wrong. Because the back and forth, whoever took the judgment was correct. So if you follow that cheshbon, then HaKadosh Baruch was wrong. So it must be the cheshbon's wrong. Why is the cheshbon wrong? See, the cheshbon's wrong like this, because the cat, Taka ate the gadya, the shunra ate the gadya. Okay. Now, the dog did the right thing? No. The dog did the wrong thing. What are you getting involved in Yana's fight? The whole idea is you're wrong for taking a side in the thing. In other words, they put it here, because I guess it has shakas to the Vatronos, but it's not even about yours. If you see something else going on, sometimes you want to take a side, sometimes you want to stand up. You have to know, it's also a form of Vatronos. The form of Vatronos is not getting too involved in something which, you know, you feel strongly about, but really it's none of your business. And that's what we were talking about on Lel Shabbos by Rechilos. That the whole shirish of the midah of Rechilos is that you're getting too busy trying to get involved in things that are none of your business. So, you know, that's part of what this is all about. Okay. I want to go into the next midah. This goes up to the Aleph Beis. After Vav is Zayin, Zayin is Zrizus. So Zrizus we teach is to mean as to do things quickly. Don't delay. But I want to add something a little bit as a hakadama to the midah of Zrizus, a little amkus over here, a little the Mesiyos Yisharim. Because if you think about it, Zrizus may not be such a good thing sometimes. When you're rushing to do something quickly, take your time, do it right, think about it, right? And the way he in the he makes it. The reason of a person does things quickly, then oh, what a such a high darga. Well, why is the Midas Rizus indicative of the person's madrega? And in the Mesillas Yesharim, he's like makes it into like if a person is a ruchnistic person, they do a bezrizus. If a gashmistic person, they don't do a bezrizus. What exactly does it mean? The answer is like this: it's very, very soidistic mida in the person. And pshat's like this: person's made up of two parts, right? The guf and the neshama. What's the avoida in life? The avoida in life is to know what's the ikar. And what drives a person in their decisions in life? What drives a person to do what they're doing? If the things, is that which drives the person is the guf, satisfying the guf, what the guf needs, that's one type of person. How does the person become elevated when what drives their decision is the neshama, the seichel? What's good? What's the right thing to do? What am I supposed to do? Not right now, what's going to make me feel, not right now, what the guf wants. So in every decision, we have this shikol adas. We have this shikol. Am I going to be driven by the guf, by my physical needs, by what my guf wants me to do, or am I going to be driven by my neshama? The midah of zrizus has nothing to do with how quickly you do something necessarily. The midah of zrizus has more to do with how focused you are on doing what you're supposed to do. If a person is focused on what they're doing and they're not going to be distracted, then they're going to do it properly and completely without getting sidetracked. That's what Jesus is. I have to do my job. I do it. It doesn't make a difference if it takes you 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's not the point. The point is I'm doing it with my full energy and my full focus. That's what Jesus is. When a person does something without Jesus, they're getting distracted, they're getting pulled away, they don't have the focus on it. Why don't they have the focus? The answer is, if a person knows that this is what I'm supposed to do, they won't let the guf get in the way. The distractions that come from the guf is the atzlus, is what pulls us down to, you know, stop for a moment, take advantage of the guf. So basically the point is, the reason why Zrizus is such a yesoidis dikamida is because a person has a mitzvah in front of them and they know that they're supposed to do it. So what's stopping you? What's getting in my way? It's the laziness, which means I can't lift myself up over what the attraction of the guf is at that moment. The more a person's azar is, the more they realize that they're a neshama dika person, the more that they're, you know, kind of conflicted and they're being pulled by the guf. So they're not as much in touch with their neshama. Everything's a struggle. Should I, shouldn't I, right? The most basic example, you get up in the morning. A person gets up with his Jesus. So they get up with his Jesus. So what does that mean? I know I have a mission to do. Right now, I wake up, my alarm tells me, I have a mission to do right now. My neshama is time to go do daven, learn, whatever I'm doing. What does the guf say? Keep sleeping. So the shaila is not about the little bit of sleep. The shaila is are you able is your neshama able to govern you over in your decision making or not? You're going to give into the guf. So it's not a little bit of a shaila snooze, not snooze. It's a yesodis dikamid in the person. Where's the person holding? What's governing their decisions? Right? That's the atzlus versus the zrizus. It's a very fundamental midah. Mr. Shasharim puts it as the second midah in the person. Because without that, your person is just not in touch with the neshama. They're letting themselves be governed by their guf. So I think people understand Zrizus a little bit more superficially. Okay, do things quickly. It's not the point, really. The point is the quickly because you're not distracted. You're focused. You're doing it all because you let your neshama guide your right. Correct. That's not the midah. It's that it ends up coming glatt. So I saw in the Mesillas Yesharim that they put out from Rav Dan Segel. So he says an unbelievable zach over there. I said it over to the light. This is incredible. He says that it's Boduk Menusa. I said, I've seen it many, many times, that when a person gets up in the morning right away, with Jesus, they will be matzliach in their ruchnius that day. The davening will be good. The learning will be good. If a person does not get up and they tray around over there and finally they roll out of bed after, you know, an hour, their ruchnius will not be as good that day. So he's bodukum menusa. So he says, what's pshat? Why is it like that? So he says, very simple. According to what we're saying, he says, in the morning is when we say, Moida ani lefanecha. In the morning is when the neshama comes back into the guf. So the neshama is about to enter the guf. The neshama wants to know, am I invited or am I not invited? Where am I going? The neshama is about to come in over here. So if the person gets up right away, so what are they saying? Oh, I'm waiting for you. I'm ready. So neshama comes in. Oh, and neshama feels at home here. So now the person's going to be in touch with the neshama the whole day. The neshama's there. He's comfortable. So now the whole day, the ruchnis just flows. But the neshama's coming in the morning. He's knocking on the door. And the guy just pressed snooze again. So neshama's sitting there. And neshama says to himself, like, I'm not so welcome over here. This guy doesn't not so interested in me right now. Finally, the neshama creeps in through the back door after an hour later. All right, so the rest of the neshama is not pushing. He's like a guest over here. He's like an outsider. So the neshama is not able to feel at home to push the person and get the, and the ruchnius is a struggle the whole day. That's what he says. Unbelievable there, right? So it's not just so the mida again. Atzlus and Zrizus is not just, you know, okay, I'm a little lazy. The laziness that's not the struggle. The struggle is because that really means that a person's not really fully in control, fully allowing their giving in to the tzad of the person, which is the gashmistik tzad, the guftik tzad. That's what's pulling them down. And that's, if you look in the Mishael Shasharim, he says that Zrizus is the chelka afrios sheba adam. And the afrios is heavy, and it's kvedus. That's what he's saying. In other words, he's saying is that the guftik tzad of the person is what causes the astos. It's when the person is giving into the guf, not allowing that mission that the neshama is here for to really fully do what they have to do that day. So, when we're going to talk about Zrizus, so he's going to bring a lot of Mamari Chazal about how, you know, the tzaddikim would run to do a mitzvah, the tzaddikim would be focused on doing a mitzvah. That is the chitzonius of how Zrizus, the Mida, plays out in the person. It plays out in the person that they're ready, that they have all their energy directed towards mitzvahs because they're fully in control. But the Shurish of the Mida is much more internal. The Shurish of the Mida is what's guiding the person's decisions. Are they being distracted by the guf? Are they able to focus and allow themselves to do things focused through their neshama? All right, so we'll learn more about it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.